Hi there. The word for today is stop being intimidated. 1 Timothy 1 verse 7, Paul writes and says, God did not give us a spirit of timidity. In Hebrews 11 verse 6, we read that without faith it is impossible to please God. That means he wants us to get involved with things that require us to use our faith, to flex it like a muscle to where it grows strong. The key to momentum is always having something to look forward to and to believe God for. As they say, you either venture or you vegetate. Jesus deliberately sent his disciples into a storm. Why? To develop their faith. To show them that with him on board, you can get through anything. And you know what? God will keep exposing you to difficult situations because he knows it's the only way to develop your faith or cause it to grow. Phillips Brooks put it this way, don't pray for easy lives, pray to be stronger men. Don't pray for tasks equal to your power, pray for power equal to your tasks. The truth is you don't tap into God's resources until you attempt something that, humanly speaking, seems impossible. That's when you can discover what Paul wrote. Philippians 4 verse 13, the Living Bible, I can do everything God asks me to with the help of Christ, who gives me the strength and power. All progress involves risk. In baseball, you can't steal second base while your foot's still on first base. And progress, all of it involves overcoming fear. One day when David was tending his flock, 1 Samuel 17 verse 34 says, there came a lion, but in God's strength he defeated it, plus a bear, and later a giant called Goliath. When you think about it, that lion was just an opportunity in disguise. If David had wavered or run away from it, he'd have missed his chance and his destiny to become king of Israel. So when the lion of fear comes into your life and roars, recognize it for what it is, an opportunity from God to rise up in faith and conquer it. That's the word for you today.